Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. Today we want to speak about biblical theology, the Common Grace Covenants, written by Jeffrey Niehaus. This is published by the Weaver Book Company and published in 2014. Jim, tell us about this title.
Yeah, Jeffrey Niehaus, by the way, is not new to us. He has published a number of other very helpful Old Testament resources. He's got a number of monographs that are out there that I have not read. There is a very helpful work that he's done that I have read that I think I would be able to commend to folks. A lot of us pastors, anyway, have on our shelves the commentary on the Minor Prophets, edited by Makomsky.
I say Makomsky.
That is a wonderful three-volume series, originally published by Baker. I think it's been republished by someone
else.
I've been trying
to find a copy. I need to check again, but it went out of print. The single volume one?
Yeah, there is a single volume. I have the three-volume one.
Yeah.
But
if anyone out there has one and wants to sell it to me at a fair price, I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. If you don't have it, try to find it, get it. There are a number of great authors in that three-volume set. And Niehaus has a commentary in that set on Amos, which I've read and is very, very good. And another one on Obadiah. I did not read the Obadiah commentary, but very helpful if he's approaching it like how he did the book of Amos. And one of the things, and this is where our listeners, I think, might be able to connect in with Niehaus, is the fact that he is he's working very much within the tradition of Meredith Klein, at least initially, peripherally, and even if you read his work, he writes very much like Klein.
A lot of hyphens.
A lot of hyphens and a lot of stream of consciousness kind of writing. You know, where he's just going on waxing eloquently about the text of the Old Testament, what's happening there covenantally. And that's what he does in this book. Particularly, it's very interesting. He begins with the Common Grace Covenants. And for Niehaus, the Common Grace Covenants include the original creation covenant with Adam and the covenant with Noah. And I think you're more versed, I think, in Klein than I am, Camden, so maybe you can correct me in here. But I think that is a movement away from Klein. And Klein would, of course, place Adam within the context of the original covenant of works, not the Common Grace Covenant.
As far as I understand, yeah, that's a bit of a difference from Klein.
Yeah, that is a difference. So there are structural differences between Niehaus and Klein, but what he does do in this book that you'll find to be very Kleinian, if I can say it that way, is working from the ancient Near Eastern treaty perspective. And so he's doing comparative analysis between the ancient Near Eastern covenants, contracts, suzerain treaties, and what you find within the scriptures. So he's very much within that tradition, within that vein. Now, if I could just comment a little bit about the layout of the book, he waxes eloquent, he really does, in developing biblical theological themes from the Old Testament, brings it right into the New. Like Klein, he's reading the Old in light of the New, very self-consciously reading the Old Testament in light of its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So in that sense, he's in a very helpful way developing biblical, theological, redemptive, historical themes. And for that reason alone, I think the book is worth picking up and pondering. But if I could just go through the contents real quick, the immediately when the reader picks up the book and looks at the table of contents, he's going to be struck by kind of the awkward layout of the book. And this ought not to discourage you from picking up and reading it. I think you'll find it to be helpful. But when you pick it up, you find that the chapters are divided. Each chapter is divided by way of excursuses or whatever. There's at least two excursuses throughout each of the chapters. And what you find is that it's kind of a strange layout in that regard. And so there's a reason.
It reads kind of like hiccups, like it starts herky-jerky.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So chapter one is the creation covenant, subpoint, excursus, Genesis 1:1 and 2:1 in light of Nehemiah 9:6. Excursus, subpoint two, excursus, Old Testament appearances of God. Chapter two, the creation covenant unfolds. Excursus, the Holy Spirit and Old Testament believers. So each chapter is made up of various excurses. So it kind of has a strange, very different layout, a very different feel to it than you would find in other books. But and then you've got appendices, several of them at the end, four of them to be precise. And those are separate kind of but related studies that he does. And so it's kind of laid out in a very strange, awkward way. But if I could just read the opening line of the preface or the opening lines of the preface, it says this. I have called the work that follows a biblical theology. It follows in the tradition of Gerhardus Voss and Meredith Klein and those giants upon whose shoulders, to borrow Newton's phrase, they stood. And because of that first opening two sentences, I was intrigued right away. I wanted to read more. Anyone who's developing Voss and Klein automatically has my attention. And I think for those reasons, our listeners would do well to go ahead and pick up the book and develop your own understanding of covenant theology in the tradition of Voss and Klein. That's not to advocate or endorse everything that he does in this book and everything he says. Right away, it's a little bit strange that he is subsuming the idea of the covenant with Adam underneath the umbrella of the covenant of grace. And I'd be curious to kind of see where he goes with that, how he develops that. But anybody who's working in the tradition self-consciously of Voss and Klein is always worth picking up and giving a read.
Wonderful. Again, this title, Biblical Theology. It's Volume 1, The Common Grace Covenants, so we hope to see more. That's written by Jeffrey Niehaus and published by Weaver Book Company, October 1st, 2014. Thanks so much for listening. This has been the Reformed Media Review.